98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, I know you went to see the Cowboy Carter Tour, right?
I did.
And while you were off enjoying the Cowboy Carter Tour, Beyonce was making plans to build a big, massive mansion in the Cotswolds in the UK.
I've never been. I'd like to go.
Now, I don't know if you saw the plans for this.
I did not.
Absolutely massive. She was literally going to build a 7.5 million, 58-acre plot in the Cotswolds.
Right. Why not?
And guess what? It stopped.
She's been refused the permission, has she?
She hasn't. No, she hasn't had to go to the council. Not just yet. She has literally up and left the whole project, and one reason and one reason only, and it's something that everybody in this country and beyond can attest to.
The weather.
Okay. Because all of a sudden she's found out that this gorgeous new gaff she was about to build and live in is prone to flooding. And if you saw the plans, you'll know that it was kind of in a bit of a dip.
Sorry, I love the way you've been on board Planada there.
Oh, come here.
Reading the whole thing.
I was like Dermot Bannon
in
the
blueprint.
Well, now she's decided to not. And she's not the only celebrity who's leaving the Cotswolds. Like, that's, if they want us to move in, I'll take her.
Jamie Dornan lives there. I'd definitely move in.
I would 100% definitely.
Morning!
Yes. Hello, sir. Milk, anybody? Somebody else has left is chat show host Ellen DeGeneres, who's moved out because she moved there after all the scandal that had happened in her own personal life.
Yeah, right.
Her and Portia de Rossi have now moved out, also prone to the rain. And I wouldn't say it's because of flooding. I just say they didn't want the rain, to be brutally honest.
Yeah, I'd say so. Fair enough. It does look really cute. Like, obviously, the Cotswolds, I think, is in where the holiday is set, little cottage. I think maybe Bridget Jones' mum's gaff is in the Cotswolds.
I think a lot of celebrities live in the Cotswolds. Like, the Beckhams,
it does look cute.
The Beckhams live in the Cotswolds.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they're
not definitely, you imagine the local goss.
I'd love to go to the local market.
Yeah,
I'd say there's some lovely flat whites there.
And the fruit and veg, I'd say, is something else. Come here, did you ever watch Dr. Foster?
I did love Saran Jones.
Yeah, with Saran Jones. So the whole shtick is, if you've never seen it, that Saran Jones plays a GP and she suspects that her husband has been cheating on her. It's brilliant. I only rewatched it last weekend, season one. And me and Reb were chatting about it on the show this week. I think on only Monday morning. Well, I squealed yesterday when I saw the news that Dr. Foster is coming back after 10 years.
Now, do you remember how it ended and the last season?
I remember season one, and that's what I've rewatched. Season two, I felt at the time, was surplus to requirements.
I felt like
they didn't need to do one. I don't remember the ins and outs, but I remember it went a bit unhinged.
I remember it going unhinged. Like you, I don't remember the full detail, so I will have to do a rewatch.
Yeah, it went a bit Marcella, if I remember.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, not, yeah. So anyway, it's coming back for a third series. I really am not sure that it needs to, but I will absolutely be watching it.
Well, they've had enough time now to really, really make this really good, so they'll have found their way through. Whereas I'd say season two was just thrown out because it did really well the first time.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's get that out quick.
Yeah. And Saran Jones, she only does good stuff.
100%.
Yes.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Guys, I come with some fantastic news. Today is National Toast Day.
Now, I would eat toast for love nor money.
I love toast. I don't have it enough.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'd have quite a good bit of toast.
How often are you talking this?
Once a day.
It's a daily thing for you.
Sometimes twice a day.
And can I ask you, if it's not too personal a question, how toasted do you have your toast?
Like, I think there's a level of this, right? One being like, has it even been in the toaster?
And then
two is like, are we calling the fire brigade? You know, is it just like literally black toast, blackened toast? I would be definitely in the 4 to 5 of that ilk of...
Okay.
I want her, you know, 3 days in Marbella toasted, kind of. Do you know what I mean?
Lovely, yeah.
Just a nice little bit of toast.
Yeah.
But it has to be hot when you're buttering. That's another thing.
Absolutely.
Because some people will give it to you. Like, if you get that in a restaurant, they go, oh yeah, by the time it gets to you, where's the butter going to go?
The butter needs to kind of melt over the top of the toast.
100%. Where are you now between 1 and 9?
Well, I can tell you exactly what number I'm on because all this week in the 98FM kitchen, there's been an A4 sheet of paper with 9 different photos of different toasted toasts from pale to burnt. And I was number 4, which I learned is... I'm common because everyone was nearly 4.
Oh, so 58% landed between the 3 to 5, and they're called the Goldilocks zone.
All right, okay, is that
there
what I'm called?
There you go. So you're common.
That's what I'm calling myself, common, because most of the ticks were beside the number 4 toast.
And are
which
you
is golden? It's just nicely overall golden. It's not pale. It's not burnt.
Are you real butter or
yeah,
are you
absolutely.
Fake butter?
Kerrygold. Kerrygold all the way. And lashings of it.
Oh, Leanne Hannafin, actually, when we did our summer show last year, she used to kind of go, would you like any bread with that butter? Or what's the story?
Oh, yeah,
because I'd have my toast before every single show. And I mean, the thing would be lathered.
Yeah. Well, in honour of National Toast Day, we would love to know, how do you like your toast? We've got some IMC cinema passes up for grabs. If you send us a WhatsApp voice note, do you like it really pale? Do you like it almost burnt to a crisp? Do you toast it on one side, perhaps?
This is getting into that tea conversation. Do you know when tea, the 1 to 9 in
yeah.
that? And you might not like toast at all. Drop us a text if that's your case too. And your reasoning behind that.
Yeah, we've IMC cinema passes for every WhatsApp voice note. 0877 98 98 98. It is National Toast Day.
Yum.
Everyone rejoice and celebrate by eating toast. We've been asking you what way you like yours. Like, how toasted do you like it? Are you pale, golden, or almost burnt? Amy's been on.
Morning, guys. I love sourdough toast with peanut butter and some strawberry jam. I don't think you can beat it.
Sorry, now, Amy, that's very fancy. When someone says toast, I just see a slice of, like, you know, white Brennan's sort of job.
So when somebody says sourdough, you're like, oh!
Yeah, I don't ever think of sourdough being toast.
I do love sourdough with, like, some eggs and sausages. That's a real Sunday brekkie for me.
Yeah, yeah. Amy, that sounds delicious. Here's Ellie.
Definitely a Goldilocks colour scheme there as well for the toast. But my trick is, don't burn your house down.
Go on.
But you put the butter on it and then put it back in the toaster.
Oh.
And then you've got, next level. I eat toast, like, all day.
I'd be terrified that I'd literally burn the house
down. Does that not start smoking, Ellie?
Yeah, I would have thought that now.
Cara is in Rush.
I like my toast only one side done and nice and buttery.
My mom does that.
The one side toast because the butter, and then the other side is kind of soft,
it's
like
soft.
A cushion.
My mom does her toast under the grill.
Yeah.
And does it on one side.
Yeah, we used to do that as kids.
Yeah. Caroline is in Crumlin.
Good morning, lads. Just making my toast as I speak. I love my toast medium done. And the minute the toaster pops, the butter is lashed on.
Yeah.
There's nothing as nice as the butter melting into the toast when it's nice and hot. So have a lovely day.
Caroline, I'm exactly you, and I can hear you buttering the toast as you're talking.
It's like ASMR.
I'm drooling. Can somebody bring us some toast? Here's Lee.
Lads, there's a way to do toast. It'll change your life. So you use the top of a glass. You take out the centerpiece of the slice of bread. Then you put it in a pan with a bit of butter.
Oh yeah.
Crack an egg open into the middle of it.
Yeah.
And then you have an egg in a hole in your toast.
I had a feeling he was going there, all
and
right.
Do you eat the spare disc of toast? What do you do with that?
You could use it as a accoutrement on the side.
All I'm
maybe.
Thinking is I'm losing a bit. Do you know what I mean?
Give it a little hat.
Una is in Palmerston.
Good morning, guys. I work in a breakfast club some days.
Oh.
And the kids hate to see me coming because I'm like you guys, I like butter to the edge and thick on top.
Mm-hmm.
So when I arrive in, the kids all give out a moan that it's going to be soggy, buttery toast. But I thought that's just the way everybody likes it.
Well, those kids will grow up to soon learn that every bit of the inch, like to the bare minimal, should be buttered.
Yeah, lads, all this talk of toast, I swear I can smell it. It's either that or I'm having a stroke. Isn't that what they say? Una, Lee, Caroline, Ellie, Amy and Cara, thank you so much for sharing. Are you holding a loaf of bread?
I'm literally holding a loaf of bread.
Get out of that toaster. Lads, thank you so much for sharing your toast tips. We're going to send you all IMC cinema passes.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin?
Every single day we look for your little wins, as big or as small. Brendan's this morning was, he really, really enjoyed his tread and shred class, even though he has got a hip problem.
Well, now you say hip problem, that makes me sound like I need an operation. I just went hell for leather on the treadmill, I'm feeling it this morning.
A good warm-up is needed.
Yes.
But you're feeling the endorphins of that good workout,
I am,
right?
I'm feeling
the endorphins of a really, really scary horror film. You've been texting us in on 087-798-9898. Chris in Rathmines, my little win is I really didn't fancy cooking last night and ordered my first spice bag of 2026 and it was banging.
Lovely. I mean, we're nearly 3 months into the year, Chris. Do you know what
I mean? Well done for you, Chris. I think I was day two. Anonymous has said,
I love Anonymous.
My little win is that I've got a nice lie in this morning because I called in sick to work, got a job interview later for something different. So wish me luck.
Wow.
Well, listen, Anonymous, we best wish you the luck. Best of
Anonymous.
Luck.
Anonymous. Thank you. I'm happy that you feel comfortable to share with the group. Mm-hmm. Here's Emma.
My little win today is I had a dentist appointment yesterday and I thought I'd have to get a fill-in, but I got a clean bill of health and off I go again. So that's my little win. I didn't have to get any fillings.
Yes, Emma.
Good
love
for
that
you,
for you,
Emma. I have to get something out in 2 weeks' time. I'm dreading
it. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Owen's in Finglas.
My little win is that thanks, Jonathan, at Suit You Dublin for helping me pick out my suit.
Ah, Owen sorted for his suit.
Ah, bless.
Excellent stuff. Denise is in Saggers.
My little win today was I got a lion and the hubby did the son's lunch. Have a great day.
Denise, that. You're already having a great day. Love that for you. Here's Giovanni.
Hi, 98FM. So my little win for today is that I'm going caving tomorrow. And we are going all the way down to Clare. It's going to be fantastic.
You're going to go to the caves in Clare. Have you ever done the Alloy Caves? That might be where Giovanni's going.
I've never done a cave in my life.
Have you not?
No.
And
maybe.
Then you go in and it's all dimly lit and then they turn the lights off to show you how dark it is inside the cave.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe
the stalactites and the stalagmites. Do you remember them from geography?
Oh, don't bring back that PTSD of geography.
When the tites go down, the mites go up.
Listen,
that's
so
how you
I.
know which way they're going. Here's Shelley's little win.
Morning, guys. My little win is that my sister just got out of bed early and made me my sandwich because she knew I was running late going to the office. So that has started my day off on a positive, along with the great music from 98. So thanks very much. Have a great day, everyone.
Shelley, thank you for sharing your little win.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's
Big. 98FM. With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
I come with an arm full of bizarre stories from the internet this morning, Paul. First up, I want to talk about something that none of us really like having to pay. Bills. A study has looked into what families fight about when it comes to sharing electricity costs.
Okay.
So this was done by uswitch.com and it's published a top 10 list, right? I'm going to go through some of them for you. In at number 9, scrapping over someone leaving a window open in the house.
Ooh.
I'm windows open now.
I'm windows open.
And a window ajar kind of like all year round. I just want a constant flow of fresh air.
On the latch.
Yeah, on the latch,
on
exactly,
the latch.
Yeah. In at number 8... people get annoyed at someone else in the house leaving appliances on standby.
I go wild for that. I hate that. Even when a switch is on, I'm like, no, turn the switch off. We don't need it on.
In at number 7, putting the heating on instead of a jumper.
I would put the heating on instead of the jumper. What would you do?
I run hot. I prefer to be in a colder room.
Okay, fair.
I like that I can warm myself up, but I hate that I can't cool myself down.
Yeah, I hear you.
Scrapping over what temperature the thermostat is set.
Never been an issue for me unless I'm in a hotel room. And in this studio as our thermostat can go a little bit wild.
Yeah, and even if it's on the same temperature, it changes.
Yes, it changes.
Bizarre. Leaving gadgets plugged in.
Hate it.
I plug everything out. Well, not everything, but most things.
My charger beside my bed, which is one of those standalone things that you put your bits onto to charge. I leave that in all the time.
See, I take charges out because I think they're going to get warm.
I'm terrified that when I put my phone and my watch on, it's not going to charge because I'll have forgotten to put on.
Fair enough. Would you ever leave the TV on in a room that you're not in?
Yes.
You would. Okay, well, that is the second most fought about thing when it comes to electricity bills. And the number one thing that families scrap about when it comes to electricity is leaving the lights on in an empty room.
I like the ambiance when I walk into my bedroom.
Same.
There's low lit.
All low lighting.
Yeah.
Lamps everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of USB lamps actually at the moment in my house.
Mine's all operated by my phone. When the internet goes down, I'm using the darkness.
There you go.
A candle.
Up next, I have a quiet ban on talking about this next fella in Brendan's bit.
Okay.
But this morning I'm breaking my own rule, right?
Okay.
People think that Donald Trump has phoned into a TV show using a fake voice and a fake name.
Right.
This happened on C-SPAN the other day when viewers were invited to call up and voice their opinions on a range of topics, right? Mm-hmm. Bit of a phone-in job, right? When this guy phoned in to complain that Trump who's definitely not the man on the phone, is getting grief for his tariffs. Take a listen to this phone call.
John in Virginia, Republican. Let's hear from you.
Well, this is John Barron, and you have, look, you have, this is the worst decision you've ever had in your life, practically. Jack, and Jack's going to agree with me, right? But this is a terrible decision, and you have Hakeem Jeffries, who, he's a dope, and you have Chuck Schumer, who can't cook a cheeseburger.
Can't cook a cheeseburger.
What?
So the TV station cut off this caller after 32 seconds, right? Does that sound like Trump to you?
Yes, absolutely. It sounds like a younger Trump.
Yeah, so look, we don't know for sure. It could be him. He's saying it's not. Could be an impersonator. Could be AI, right? But the person on the phone said that their name was John Barron. John Barron is a name that we know Trump used years ago to feed information to reporters.
You are joking me. Would he be that silly? Do you think it could be an impersonator? Actually, no, sorry.
I won't answer that question.
I'll take all that back.
Finally, this morning, a Cork TD has found an unlikely audience in Jamaica who've fallen in love with his accent.
Oh, gosh.
Thomas Gold has gone viral after a passionate speech that he gave in the Dáil about housing. A Jamaican comedian with tens of thousands of followers online has shared part of his speech, telling his followers, if you're not careful, you'll think you and him are cousins. Here's a bit of the speech.
To enhance government communication. Seriously, that's one of your things. Another one is to promote the importance of infrastructure delivery. Are you serious?
So there's two bits in that I can see, right? So it's this bit.
To enhance government communication.
Communication. And then this bit as well.
Are you serious?
John Gold, who is from Cork and not Jamaica, has told News Talk, I'm really proud of being from Cork.
As every Cork person says.
That is Brendan's bit.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Now, Luke Thomas. On the streets of Dublin. Up to my city. 98 FM. Turn
it on. Time to check in with our man about town, Luke Thomas. How are you?
I am here in Kimmage with Enzo and Jason from Atlantic Collectibles. Celebrate the Dublin Card Show Festival. We're going to have a game with you guys. We're going to have a game of Play Your Cards Right and see if you can guess the value of these cards, higher or lower.
Okay.
Are you up for it?
We are up for it. We are up for it. Yeah, here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Go for it, Luke.
Okay, all right. In front of me, I have a card, Lionel Messi, and it's actually a piece of his playing jerseys. And we're going to start that. That's worth €100.
Okay, so Lionel Messi's worth 100, right?
And we're going to start, Paul. The next card I have up is a Luke Littler card. For anyone that doesn't know, Luke Littler signed this card. It's an autograph rookie card. Is that correct, lads? Is that worth more or less than the Lionel Messi £100 card?
I'm going to say, because Lionel Messi is such a high, like a well-known footballer, that I'm going to say that the Luke Littler card, although he's had a great year, I'm going to say it's less than Lionel Messi.
Okay, let's turn it over and find out. Luke Littler is 1,750 euros.
It's signed, Paul.
Okay. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
Okay, it's over to you, Brendan.
Yeah.
Okay, so up next we have a rare Pokemon Charizard card. Am I right, lads?
Right.
It's one of a here. So is it higher or lower, the Luke Littler signed card?
Okay, well, I'm assuming that the Pokemon hasn't signed its own card, but I'm going to say, because I've heard that the Pokemon cards can go for like an absolute bomb.
Yeah.
I am going to say that it is worth more. I'm saying higher.
Okay, let's have a look. No, less. Oh. These are brutal, lads.
This is going swimmingly.
Okay, okay, back to you, Paul. We have a Katie McKay.
How much was Charizard worth?
550 euros.
Okay.
So Katie McCabe.
150 euro. Katie McCabe, Republic of Ireland female captain. This is her first card, lads, isn't it? It's a one of one, guys. So that might give you a clue.
A one of one.
Yeah. Is it worth more than the Charizard 550 euro?
I'm going to say it's higher. Yes, it's worth more.
Higher. It is. What is it, lads?
About 600
€600. Oh, yeah.
€600.
Okay. And the last one we have here, okay. Paul.
Yeah.
It's me now.
You've won. Oh, it's you now. Sorry.
Back to me.
Right. Back to you. Back to you. Last one. Last one. Lewis Hamilton, one of one. Is that correct? It's his rookie card. So it's his rookie card.
Right. Has he signed it?
He hasn't signed it, so that might be a clue.
Right.
Less than €600, or is it more than 600?
I am going to say higher.
Higher. You're going higher. Our studio audience says, no, it's €200. You lost again.
€200 for Lewis Hamilton. God love him.
Jesus Christ, well, these are brutal.
That tells you how much we know about them.
But yeah, Paul won anyway. Yes. I think he got one out of
five. Paul won. Fair play to you. And maybe we could educate ourselves at the Dublin Card Show taking place at the Convention Centre this Saturday.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.